Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You brought up New York, and we have been having this conversation about smartphones being banned in schools. New York is joining the smartphone school ban. Governor Kathy Hochul is arguing for a bell-to-bell ban, which, if you remember, I think you were here, Ranj, that we had a Parkway school district teacher weigh in. Oh, you might not have been here. So I was on Donnybrook last Thursday night. We talked about the Parkway school district's phone ban going into effect next year. And remember how we talked to the superintendent and that ban is per classroom? Like, you put your phone in the classroom at the front and you get it in the hallways and then you put it back in the classroom, back at the front of the classroom when you go in class to class. Charlie Brennan had said that Clayton High School, Clayton District, has that classroom to classroom cell phone ban. And he said there's something of a fly in the ointment because it's really just putting a lot of pressure on teachers because they're being forced to enforce the cell phone ban,
right?
And how they, I think they might be considering or at least talking about revising it, whether it's a bell to bell ban, I don't know. But we had I had some Parkway teachers reach out to me and say, we actually would prefer a bell to bell ban. Because right now, it's really difficult for kids who are getting their phones back at the end of each class. One, you can still film fights, you know, and kerfuffles in the hallways. But also, it puts the onus and the responsibility, the burden on the teachers to get those phones back each classroom. So that was kind of interesting. And thank you to Parkway teacher who reached out and said, we actually would want to bell-to-bell ban. And that's what Governor Kathy Hochul is hoping for. There's more than 700 districts in New York City, and school leaders then would be required to create plans to store students' smartphones from bell-to-bell, prevent unsanctioned use, meaning that there's going to be some sanctioned use for emergencies, medical emergencies, and so forth during class, lunch, and other parts of the day. It would be in effect for students kindergarten through 12th grade and would also include internet-enabled personal devices like smartwatches.
Yeah. So this is the New York ban we're talking about.
And this is quick interest. I think this is of note. If you're a parent who is very much afraid, guess what the ban does not apply to? It does not apply to basic cell phones that don't have the internet, social media access.
Right.
So you could send your kid to school with a flip phone, which would be the emergency situation.
Now, in the state of Illinois, there is a Senate bill that is working through the legislature right now. It's SB 2427, and it has passed the Senate in Illinois, and now the House has to take a look at it. There's a House committee that has to take a look at it. That would pretty much be the same thing. There would be exceptions for if a physician, for example, says that a child needs it for whatever reason, stuff like that. But otherwise, it would be turn your phones off. In Collinsville, they are right now looking at the same thing. There's a school board meeting coming up on the 19th, and the district is going to talk about this. And currently, the way the bill is, or the way the policy is, students in high school can have it during passing periods and before and after school. What they're proposing is that the cell phone has to be turned off at the start of the day and then turned back on at the end of the day. At least that's the way I read what they're trying to do. So they're trying to get rid of the right now. Here's the way they can use them. Educational purposes with teacher permission during passing periods, before school and at lunch. And what they want to do is have them turn their phones off, put away during instructional time and passing period. So sounds like they can't have it at all during the day, maybe at lunchtime, if I'm reading this correctly.
Bell to bell would be not even lunch.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, yes, that's right. Yeah. That's right. If that's what New York is doing is bell to bell, right?
Yes, yes.
And so I don't have a problem if a student has them during lunch hour. That's okay with me. I don't think there's any harm done there.
Just as long as you're not overburdening teachers when they resume classes. Because that's a lot for teachers. Right. Teachers have to do so much already.
If it's you got to turn it back off as soon as you hit the classroom and everybody has to, then fine. But if it wouldn't make the teacher's job easier to just turn it off altogether all the way through the 6 or 7 hours during the course of the day, then absolutely do it. But the idea here in Collinsville and what the state of Illinois wants to do. Now, the point is Collinsville is going to do its own thing probably regardless of what the state is about to do. And I guess once the state law is passed and everybody has to follow it, they're just trying to get ahead of it, Collinsville is. I think whatever you have to do to make the environment better for learning, that's what you have to do. And it sounds like every school district that is considering this or state that's considering this says the exact same thing. Students are not as engaged as they used to be. And that is a huge problem.
And as we mentioned, I mean, this has bipartisan support. When New York, California, Florida, Missouri, Louisiana, Illinois all agree that we want to start having some statewide crackdowns, it's a bipartisan movement, as I mentioned. And I would say, talking to young people, talking to teens, again, we unleashed this technology on them. It is breaking their development, stunting their emotional, social, psychological, mental development, not to mention that's on top of the distraction throughout the school day and how it's hindering their academic growth. So I love that adults are stepping in saying, we are going to relieve you of this burden, because the first classes that have gone 4 years, you know, the first classes to graduate in a phone-free environment have seen so much improvement, not only academically, but as I mentioned, emotionally, psychologically, socially, they're engaging. And I think, Ranj, my parents and I were talking about this, just how stressful it is to be a parent because of all the things you have to worry about with teens. Man, you know, if you get bullied, it's one thing to be bullied, which is terrible, but then to be bullied and there's a photo and it goes to multiple school districts, like it gets really dark.
Yeah.
We know there was a young girl who was bullied online out, I think it was in the St. Charles area a couple of years ago, and took her own life. And I mean, just like, I think removing phones from this situation has layer upon layer of benefits and protections for these teens. And I think they'd be relieved. Like I said, when we talk to those students, they're like, yeah, we're kind of stuck being on our phones, but if we could snap our fingers and make them go away, we would.
And I bet it's probably half and half. You probably have 50% or about who feel that way, another 50 who would say, no, I want my phone. But ultimately, if everybody has to put their phone away, your friends have to put their phones away, and it's like you're in that together, it's not that big of a deal. It would be a problem if you're the one student in class who isn't allowed to have his or her phone, because then you feel left out. But if everybody's left out, you're not. You're all in it together. So I think students would certainly learn to live with it, and they would probably end up liking it if that's what ended up happening.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.